From certain perspectives, it might appear that the war on poverty has become the war on the impoverished, based on recent policy decisions impacting food stamp and unemployment benefit programs. Almost precisely 50 years ago, President Lyndon Baines Johnson declared his war on poverty on January 8, 1964. At that time, 19% of Americans were poor. The official poverty rate today is 15%. But according to writer Eduardo Porter, a newly deployed, more comprehensive Census Bureau definition that supplies a more realistic tabulation of people's needs and takes government benefits into account calculates poverty at 16%. That means that the poverty rate is only about 3 percentage points less than it was in 1967, and that about 50 million people are poor. If one views the data from a somewhat different perspective, however, circumstances do not appear quite so problematic. If poverty were defined based on what people actually purchased in 1967, adjusted only for inflation, the poverty rate would be measured at around 11% today, according to research conducted by Jane Waldfogel and other Columbia University researchers. For WYPR and my always charitable producer, Tom Welch, I'm Anibon Basu.